It's a blessing to see my brother, Prophet Alex Nana Inshra in the house. I will be flowing with him. And of course, Pastor Pa Boateng all the way from Belgium. He promised me he'll be here, and he's here. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Hallelujah. Are you ready for tonight? Now, if we stand for kings, let us stand for the reading of God's infallible word. I'm going to read just one scripture. If you have your Bibles, turn your Bibles to the book of 2 Kings. The author of the book of 2 Kings is purported to be Isaiah and Jeremiah. These wonderful Old Testament prophets were the authors and the final compilers using public records of the kings of Israel. Thematically, the book of 2 Kings espouses and enunciates and embellishes the thought on the history of the kings of Israel and Judah from the time of Solomon till the captivity of Babylon. In 2 Kings, the fifth chapter, 2 Kings chapter 5, we'd like to issue a warrant this morning for your intelligent arrest and summon you to the verse number 1. I would like you to look at this very critically, very simple scripture. 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 1. Are you here tonight? Awesome. Let's read in concert. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master. He was what? And honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. I want us to read it again, and I want the whole church to read it loud. Number one, let's go. Now, Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, watch this, was a great man with his master. Number two, an honorable, because by him, number three, the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also, number four, a mighty man in valor. Four denominators, but he was a leper. This morning, I'll be using tonight a lot because we've been preaching mostly in the evening. Look at your neighbor and give him the title of my message, Flawed but Still Favored. That was not good enough. That was not good enough. That was not good enough. Go to three persons and prophesy, you are still favored. You are still favored. Look at somebody and tell him or her, with all the things that you have been through, you are still favored. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Father, speak to us. Use me like never before. Grant me clarity of speech and precision of tongue that I will embellish and articulate your word in a profound and prolific way. Use me as a kingdom oracle to speak for the oracles of God. In Jesus' mighty name, you may be seated in God's presence. Hallelujah. Flawed, but still favored. Ladies and gentlemen, if resume or CVs were done in biblical days, I think I can say without fear of contradiction that none would have been more impressive than the resume of Naaman. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, please understand that right from the introduction of Naaman, The Bible unfolds and unveils that he was a man of great and many accomplishments. Naaman was a master strategist. He was a militaristic genius for Syria and for his king. Stay with me. Naaman was a very honorable and powerful man. He was a man of integrity and of great character. The Bible encodes that he had led the Syrian army to many battles and great victories. Naaman was a man who knew how to fight and how to win his battles. Suddenly, after all of these accomplishments, after all the accolades, after all the many victories, after all of the litany of honorable mentionings, there comes this conjunction that tries to bring a contradiction to all of his accomplishment. Ladies and gentlemen, it lists of all of his honorable accomplishment. Stay with me. And then it ends by saying, but he was a leper. Philosophically, anytime you look at the pulchritude and the inherent innate nature of Naaman, the word nature from the Greek persuasion means to be delightful, which means Naaman had the persona of delight, but he was a leper. Ladies and gentlemen, understand that anytime you look at the word bath, as most of us know, is a contravening conjunction that gives a subordinating feeling. In other words, the word bath has the power behind it to negate everything in front of it. The one thing behind the bat seems to cast a shadow of dispersion upon all the accomplishment of Naaman, upon all the achievement that Naaman had in his life. Ladies and gentlemen, please understand that it was as if they were sagaciously suggesting to us that what he had was bigger than who he was. Somebody's not catching revelation. Slap your neighbor's neighbor. I may be flawed, but I'm still. I'll be preaching. It will be coming on soon. Ladies and gentlemen, it was as if they were suggesting to us, Bishop Bernard, that his character was wiped out by his condition. That the sum total of the value in your life is not what you have achieved or accomplished, but it is in the condition that you have to deal with. Can I talk to somebody tonight? Sometimes people look at you that everything you have done of honor can be wiped out by the power of anything that you have to deal with. You are not here tonight. Slap your neighbor and say, in this month of February, God is about to give you favor that will override your flaws. If you believe it, throw your hands and holler, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, this is very interesting because it is not Naaman who writes this about himself. It is not Naaman describing himself. So that it is not Naaman who is embellishing these thoughts. But it is someone who is describing Naaman based on what they think he is. And that is the kind of life we are facing. And this teaches us a major lesson that every child of God ought to learn. That people will sometimes disqualify you and devalue you all because of one thing they know about you. Can I talk to somebody here? Ladies and gentlemen, please understand that God can use you to do many things in life, but just one thing may devalue your worth. But tonight I came with an apostolic prophetic mandate. Every power from your father's house that tried to block you last year will not be able to survive in 2020. Throw your hands up and hold on, still favored. I feel like preaching. I feel something pushing me. God can use you to do many things. But just one thing can devalue your worth. So now, philosophically, I don't have to say about me what you say about me. Because what you think and say about me is rooted and grounded in your own issues. Can I talk to somebody? So that while I cannot disagree that I have what you say I have, I don't have to agree that what I have has me like you think it has. Can I preach this? Ladies and gentlemen, I came to talk to somebody that after you walk out from church today, you have to go back to that demon, look straight into his eyes, and tell that devil that you do not have the power and authority to define me for me. Can I talk to somebody? Nobody have the authority and the power to define and determine for me the value and the worth of my life. Because ladies and gentlemen, when you know who you are, you will not allow anybody to tell you who you are. I'll be preaching here. Slap your neighbor and say, neighbor, it does not matter the battles you faced, the favor of God on your life will supersede your flaws. If you believe it, lift up your hands and shout, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, that is why it is important that you are grounded and rooted in godly self-confidence over whose you are and who you are. Because when you know who you are and when you know whose you are, you will not be bothered by what any man thinks of you. I don't know whom God sent me to talk to, but if God sent me to that person, then I came for you this morning. You have to hit your chest and tell yourself that nobody can determine your tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, your value is not based on people people's description of you. You are not here tonight. Give your neighbor a high five and say, neighbor, my value is not based on your opinions about me. Can I talk to somebody? Here is the point. The writer tries to suggest that Naaman's value and his worth has been devalued because of his condition. But ladies and gentlemen, look at all the stuff that God did through Naaman with something being wrong with him. You are not here tonight. Yes, no man can say no. When God says no, no man can say yes. When God opens a door, no man can shut. When God shut a door, no man can open. If he did it yesterday, he's the same today, he's the same forever. I don't know who I'm talking to. Let them call you names, but I came to tell you, who is that dragon to subvert a man in his cause? The Lord approved it not. For who is he that said a thing and it cometh to pass? If the Lord God has not commanded it, for some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but we shall trust in the name of the Lord. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. I don't know whom I'm talking to, but somebody here today, they call you a barren woman. Somebody here today, they call you a failure. They say nothing good can come out of your life. But I came to tell you, tomorrow by this time, you will look at your enemies and tell your enemies, rejoice not over me, all my enemies, for when I fall, I shall rise up again. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. I prophesy. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, neither faint nor is weary, for there is no searching of his understanding. For yea, he giveth power to them that has lost mind. He increaseth the strength of the youth. For yea, the youth will utterly fall, and the young man shall faint and be weary. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not fail. They shall walk and not be weary. I don't know whom I'm talking to. The same people that said you are a failure. The same people that said you cannot marry. The same people who call you names. The same people who said nothing good will come out of you. As you lift up your voice and shout, I see favor is coming to you. Somebody here today, the Lord is about to turn your captivity around. Somebody here today, I see the Lord about to elevate you. Somebody here today, I see the power of God is coming upon you. Anybody that laughed at you and they said nothing good will come out of your life in the next 21 days. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, they will look for you where they last saw you, but they won't find you. You rejected me, but I'm still faithful. You said nothing good will come out of my life, but I'm still faithful. You said I could not marry, but I'm still faithful. You said I could not travel, but I'm still faithful. I see a young man here. I see a young woman here. Tomorrow by this time, anybody that look at you and call your names, anybody that look at you and said you can't do it, they will see your miracle. They will see your breakthrough. They will see your elevation. They will see what God has for you. If you believe it, that you are still favored, then give the Lord a shout. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, tomorrow by this time, they will see that it's not unto he that willeth, not unto he that runneth, but it's unto God that showeth mercy. For the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. Bread is not to the learned. Favor is not to men of skill, but it's the time and the chance that happiness to us all. I prophesy. Tomorrow by this time, as I pour this water, I see favor is coming upon you. I see favor will locate you. I see favor will elevate you. Somebody here today, get ready. Shady, put up on day. Lift your hands and shut up still. As you jump in the house, I see favor. As you jump in the house, I see power. As you jump in the house, I see the hand of God. It's coming upon you. What they said you could not do in the next 24 hours, get ready. What they said you could not do in the next 48 hours, get ready. Somebody here, you will also marry. Somebody here, you will also travel. Somebody here, you will also be elevated. Clap your hands and shout. Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Yeah. Look at your neighbor as a neighbor. Favor is looking for you. Favor will locate you. They call you names, but you are still favored. They say we are not from God, but we are still favored. They insulted you, but you are still favored. They said you cannot do it, but you are still favored. I prophesy in the next 48 hours, favor for marriage, favor for business, favor for finance. Shut up! Ah! 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 Shut up! Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Thank you. first person to jump. I see favor. I see favor. I see favor. I see favor. believe that somebody here today will receive the favor of God. I don't care what they said about you, but as I sit here as the drunken master, I prophesy your enemies will see your blessing. They will see your miracle. They will see your promotion. They will see your power. Shout yeah! Shout yeah! Shout yeah! The Lord said to me, I am putting your enemies under your feet. I want you to begin to jump. As you jump, the devil is dying. Is too weak. The one that will scream is the one to take it. Anybody, leave them. Anybody who saw your failures, they will see your elevation. If you shout amen, I see somebody. You are about to walk in favor. If you shout amen, I say. Will not deny you of your impact. What people think of you will not abort the plans of God concerning you. If you receive it, lift up your voice and scream. Shout! Shout! He was a leper, a keeper. I feel like going naked here. He was a leper, but still a helper to his generation. I prophesy a
after tonight, God will make you a helper to the same people that turn their back on you. There is a helper God is raising here. Your leprosy will not stop the help of God in your life. The one with the loudest amen is the one to take the blessing. Shout yes! Shout yes! Shout yes! Was a leper, but still a helper. He was a leper, but still things were happening in his life. Somebody did not catch that. Look at your neighbor tonight and say, oh neighbor, I feel like preaching here, man. Look at your neighbor as a neighbor. Oh, neighbor, I may be a leper, but still things are happening in my life. I prophesy great things will happen in this month of February. Great things will take place in this month of February. Lift up your head, all ye gate. Be ye lifted up, and the King of glory will come in. I prophesy, receive happening miracles. Shout yes! Yes! Yes!
Lift your hands. Lift your hands. There is one person here that God sent me to. This man, the one that will shout, God will make you a millionaire. Saw your story, they will see your glory.
If you believe it, give down the Lord a shout. God has made you the first of your family. Your shout is too weak. 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 I need a better shout. I need a better shout. I don't know who I'm talking to. Shout is too weak. Your amen is too weak. Your amen is too weak. Because tomorrow by this time, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man. What God? What God? Or not, I know a man who looks at my leprosy and still gives me favor. I prophesy favor will come upon you. Shout yes. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Lift your hands. Give the Lord a shout. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. A leper, but still a helper. Okay? Say, a school. Name a Yiska. And you woke up parliamentar. Who be whisker for? A Yamia Dum. Now,
me ka se bia chiro obi bia ohu wenim guasie no oba be hu wum picha apostle Bernard. Are these the same people I met in September? Me see obi bia ohu wenim guasie no me jina ase se nyame odi fo na me sha won come say enough. God told me 17 millionaires are coming out of this church. If you are part of it, then give the Lord a scream.